I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 18th. The leader of a South Shore drug trafficking ring will serve more than three decades in prison. Following a sentencing hearing that was held this week, 34-year-old Adarito Patrick Amato of both Brockton and Quincy was ordered by U.S. Senior District Court Judge William Young to serve 32 years in prison with 10 years supervised release. Amato was convicted on a slew of drug trafficking charges by a federal judge in June. Amato was caught with hundreds of grams of fentanyl, cocaine, along with drug distribution material. Until at least January of 2021, Amato helped lead a conspiracy to distribute drugs in and around the Quincy and Weymouth areas. Investigators determined the criminal conspiracy operated primarily out of a stash house in Weymouth, with additional drug paraphernalia located inside Amato's Quincy home and in his car. In January of 2021, police searched his Quincy residence, found over 40 grams of fentanyl, more than $270,000 in cash, a loaded Glock, and ammunition. The Weymouth stash house was found to have large-scale drug-making paraphernalia, more than 10 kilograms of fentanyl, and cocaine, as well as three firearms and ammunition. Amato's fingerprints were recovered on the ammunition trays, as well as one of the bags of cutting agents used to package cocaine. Information from a GPS ankle monitor placed Amato at both his residence and the stash location nearly every day over a two-month period while on probation for a state drug conviction. A driver was rushed to the hospital yesterday morning after suffering a medical emergency and hitting two vehicles in Quincy. Police say just before 11:30 yesterday morning, a driver traveling westbound on C Street sideswiped a fire truck traveling eastbound, then crashed into a Quincy Parks Department truck at the Adam Shore branch of the Thomas Crane Public Library. The driver of the vehicle was transported to an area hospital with injuries not considered to be life-threatening. A Quincy Parks Department employee sustained minor injuries, although it's unclear if they were in the truck at the time of the collision. Police say the driver of the vehicle suffered a medical emergency while behind the wheel, causing the crash. No charges or criminal citations have been filed. Prosecutors submitting a lengthy document to Massachusetts' highest court this week, arguing that all charges in Karen Reed's high-profile murder case should be included in her upcoming retrial. Reed's first murder trial ended in a hung jury. However, the defense said several jurors have come forward to report that they were ready to acquit her of second-degree murder and another charge. The Superior Court judge denied her motion to dismiss the charges, a decision that the defense is now appealing to the Supreme Court. The prosecution filed a 77-page response, which was added to the docket by the court yesterday morning. Primarily, the prosecution argues that the judge was properly within her authority when she declared a mistrial after the jury repeatedly reported being at a deadlock and gave no indication of unanimity on any charges. They also argued the judge was right to determine the defendant was never acquitted of any charge and that the defendant consented to the mistrial. Finally, they ask the justices of the Supreme Court to consider how Reed's appeal could affect future juries. Well, it is that special time of year again in the Cambridge-Boston area. Thousands of athletes and spectators are expected to flock to the Boston area this weekend for the 2024 Head of the Charles Regatta, which officially kicks off today in Cambridge along the banks of the Charles River. Since 1965, rowers have come from near and far to take part in the world's largest regatta. But the fun isn't limited to competitors. There are many ways for spectators to get involved in the weekend's festivities. Spectators traveling to and from the regatta are encouraged to use public transportation. Parking availability is limited for spectators, and parts of Memorial Drive will be closed over the race weekend. The DeWolf Boathouse is where the race begins. Spectators can watch crews queuing for the race start from the Dr. Paul Dudley White Bike Path in front of the Hyatt Regency Hotel. For a view of the basin and the start line, head to the Boston University Bridge. Early voting for the November 5th election begins in Quincy Saturday. Early voting will take place October 19th and 20th at Central Middle School from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Early voting will then take place at Quincy City Hall October 21st through November 1st from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. October 26th is the last day to register to vote in the November election, and October 29th is the last day to request a mail-in ballot. In-person voting will take place November 5th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. The Quincy Department of Traffic, Parking, Alarm, and Lighting, or TPAL, is conducting a survey of residents to determine how to make roads safer for motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Results of the survey will be used to update the city's bicycling and pedestrian master plan. An in-person listening session will be held October 22nd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the cafeteria of the Central Middle School. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum celebrating Quincy Archaeology Day at the Lions Turning Mill Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and will be hosting a stone splitting demonstration Sunday at 11 a.m. The Boston Chinese Neighborhood Association Quincy Chapter hosting their second Family Fun Run Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. at the Ryan Boathouse at Pageant Field in Quincy. Proceeds will support youth leadership programs, adult English classes, and mental health support services for local immigrant families on the South Shore. The Friends of Wollaston Beach holding their annual meeting this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wollaston Yacht Club. The guest speaker is Kerry Malloy Snyder from the Neponset River Watershed Association. The Quincy Animal Shelter holding their first golf fundraiser on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Granite Links Golf Course in Quincy. $200 entry fee includes greens fees, golf cart, range balls, and dinner. The Office of Healthy Homes in Quincy hosting a series of events to mark National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. Educational programs are being held at the Thomas Crane Library, the Parker Elementary School, Squantum Elementary School, and Bay State Community Services. Visit officeofhealthyhomes.org for more information. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 161 points. The NASDAQ rose 6. The S&P dropped 1. World shares mostly higher. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins will be at Utah for the expansion team Saturday night at 9. And the Patriots and Jaguars in London, Wembley Stadium, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly sunny and a high of 63. For tonight, clear, chilly, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 70. Sunny 72 on Sunday. Monday, sunny at a high of 76 degrees. The boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. The wind north, 15 to 20, becoming northeast, and gusting to 25 knots at times. The high tide, 12:22 p.m. There is a coastal flood advisory in effect today at the time of high tide. Sunrise, 7 a.m., sets at 5:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, October 18th.